Hello and welcome to the Wife, Mother, Homemaker podcast, where I talk about biblical principles and practical applications for women. I am Gina Bain. You are listening to episode 15. Today, I'm going to be introducing a series on children and corporate worship. Stay tuned. I think you're going to be blessed. Hey, ladies. I want to share something with you that is very dear to my heart. This is a difficult topic for me to talk on because I know that it's going to be met with a lot of opposition from young parents. But at the same time, I believe that the Lord has placed this upon my heart. It's a burden that I have to share and teach you the things that I believe God has shown me. So I hope I share this with a balance of gentleness and at the same time, conviction that will be pleasing to my Lord and also helpful to those who are open-minded and willing to learn. I want to share with you the importance of having children in corporate worship. And I want to give you, over the process of this series, some practical advice on how to train your children to be a part of the corporate worship. Now, I know that because of COVID-19, many churches have chosen to alter their normal way of conducting services, and it looks different from church to church. Some churches are only doing live stream services. Other churches have decided to return to full operation and ministry, and others are at least holding one weekly in-person worship service. My church happens to fall into the latter category there. However, in our pre-COVID world, my church was having Sunday school before preaching, and then we would all go to the sanctuary for corporate worship. Somewhere toward the end of the song service, our church would dismiss the children from pre-K to about 5th or 6th grade for children's church. Now, currently, because of COVID-19, our church is having two worship services on Sunday morning. That allows us to have better social distancing. And we are not having Sunday school across the board, nor are we providing nursery or children's church or children's worship. So not providing these children ministries has brought about really a peculiar revelation of the culture of our church families. Now, this is a culture that I always suspected was there. But now, because of these circumstances, once we have taken the children's ministries out, it's easier to observe this culture among our young families. And that's why I'm addressing this topic today. You see, a lot of our young families that have young children are not returning to church. And the reason many times they're not coming back to church, it's not necessarily directly due to the COVID-19 virus. Actually, is that the parents feel that their children cannot make it through the service because they would be too much of a distraction. The children in these families have not been conditioned or trained for corporate worship services, and as a result, don't know how to sit through what we call big church. But that's not the real tragedy here. Children are going to be children. Children do childlike things. But as parents, it is our responsibility to begin training them at a young age. So what I see the tragedy being is that parents have been left without the tools needed in order to train their children. So over the course of this series, I hope that I can help you mamas with this very thing. But first, I want to focus on Scripture. I believe that in all areas of our life, we have to start with Scripture. So let's look at Hebrews 10, verses 24 and 25. It says, "And let us consider one another in order to stir up love and good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as is the manner of some, but exhorting one another, and so much more as you see the day approaching. Now, the day that is mentioned here in Hebrews 10, verse 25, is referring to the day that Jesus returns to rapture the church. So the closer we get to this day, the more important it is that we gather together as a body of believers. And why is this important? The scripture said it's because we need to stir up love and good works and exhort one another. So surely, as Christians, we know the importance of coming together as believers at church. But what about allowing our children to be in what we call big church? Many of our churches today have the mentality that children should be segregated into their own little church while only the adults listen to the preaching. I'm reminded of what Jesus told his disciples concerning children. Three of the four Gospels record Jesus as saying, "Let the little children come to me." Let's look at the words of Jesus in context. Let's look at the book of Mark. Mark chapter 10, verses 13 through 16 says, "Then they brought little children to him that he might touch them. But the disciples rebuked those who brought them. But when Jesus saw it, he was greatly displeased and said to them, 'Let the little children come to me and do not forbid them, for of such is the kingdom of God. Assuredly, I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God as a little child will by no means enter it.' And he took them up in his arms, laid his hands on them, and blessed them." So when Jesus went about preaching and teaching, children were brought to him, and he greatly encouraged it. Our modern day churches obviously look a lot different from the early church, since many times they met in houses. But there is no reason to think that children were not part of the meeting. Let's look at the Old Testament. When the law was read in the hearing of the people, children were present. Joshua 8, 34 and 35 tells us, "Joshua read all the words of the law, the blessings and the cursings, according to all that is written in the book of the law. There was not a word of all that Moses had commanded, which Joshua did not read before all the assembly of Israel, with the women, the little ones, and the strangers who were living among them." Now, I imagine it took a while to read all the words of the law. But did you notice that everyone was present, even the little ones? Surely everyone would have understood that a little one couldn't be expected to sit through that. At least that's our mentality today, right? However, here in the book of Joshua, we see that little children were included. Moses had commanded the children of Israel concerning when, how, and why they were to conduct the reading of the law. He did this back in Deuteronomy 31, 9 through 13. So let's take a look. It says, "So Moses wrote this law and delivered it to the priests, the sons of Levi, who bore the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord, and to all the elders of Israel. And Moses commanded them, saying, 'At the end of every 7 years, at the appointed time in the year of release, at the Feast of Tabernacles, when all Israel comes to appear before the Lord your God in the place which he chooses, you shall read this law before all Israel in their hearing. Gather the people together, men and women and little ones, and the stranger who is within your gates, that they may hear, and that they may learn to fear the Lord your God, and carefully observe all the words of this law, and that their children, who have not known it, may hear and learn to fear the Lord your God as long as you live in the land which you cross the Jordan to possess. So every 7 years, they were to assemble together, everyone, including little children, to hear the reading of the law. This was so that everyone could hear and learn to fear God and observe His law. So from the scriptures we've read so far, we can know two things. First, meeting regularly with other believers is important. And second, children should be included. Now, in a culture where everything, including our churches, seems to be segregated by age, I think it surprises people to see that Jeremy and I have chosen to keep our children in worship service with us. While I do see the intent and even the benefits of children's worship at times, my husband and I made the decision early on to keep our children in worship service with us. And I would like to explain to you why we made this decision based upon applying the biblical principles that I've already discussed. First of all, though, let me say that I have no ill feelings towards those who lead children's worship or to people who send their children to it. It's not that we think children's worship is bad. It's just not necessarily the right timing, because I believe they miss so much more by not being in corporate worship. You see, I believe that the best way for children to learn to appreciate, respect, and participate in the worship service is to actually be there. I understand some parents are drawn to letting their children go to a children's church or children's worship because it gives them a break from parenting and allows them to focus during the preaching. And so, while I can understand where they are coming from, because trust me, you know, getting an opportunity to get a break from your children, that sounds amazing at times, especially when you're in my shoes where I spend every day, all day with my children. But I believe that church worship is not the time to take a break from parenting. On the contrary, I feel that church worship is an extension of our parenting. Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 5 through 9 says this: "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength. And these words which I command you today shall be in your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your children, and shall talk of them when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, when you lie down, and when you rise up. You shall bind them as a sign on your hand, and they shall be as frontlets between your eyes. You shall write them on the doorpost of your house and on your gates." These verses give us the model for which to train our children and to teach them. Well, it certainly doesn't give much opportunity for breaks in our discipleship, does it? No, the scripture here is displaying for us that every moment is a teaching opportunity, whether we're at home or outside the home, and that includes church. I would also suggest that waiting until the child is old enough to understand everything the preacher says before including them in corporate worship is too late. You see, the earlier years need to be spent learning respectful behavior in church. The knowledge of what is being spoken will come later. It's okay if words are over their head. The more they hear them early on, the better they will understand later when they are older. We probably all know Proverbs 22:6. Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. I want to instill in my children a love for God and His Word. I want to instill in them a love for corporate worship so that they will want to participate in the service by singing praises to God and by listening to the preaching and so forth. To use the terminology from Proverbs 22:6, this is the way that my children should go. So, if I want them to do these things, then I must train them when they are young so they will not depart from it when they are old. To the contrary, if they are accustomed to children's church or children's worship, whatever you call it, and they stay in that environment until they are almost a teenager, then their appetite for corporate worship is simply not there. The high energy and many times entertainment-driven environment is much more appealing to a child. What we have done is we have trained them for that environment, and when the entertainment is gone, so is their desire to attend church. Now, I feel that I must offer a disclaimer here. At one time, our children did attend children's church. It was during a season of our church prior to COVID-19 when we offered 2 worship services on Sunday mornings. And because Jeremy and I were both involved and we still are in the services, we needed to be there for both times. So this meant for our family, we had to arrive early to set up. We participated in the first worship service. We attended our Sunday school classes, and then we came back to the sanctuary for the second worship service and stayed for its entirety. So most every week, we were at church for a total of 4 hours just on Sunday morning. Then we were back for Sunday night and Wednesday night. And we felt that it was a lot to ask our young children to sit through 2 services to hear the same 2 songs and the same 2 messages while being quiet. So during that season, our children attended the first worship service with us at church, and then they would go to the children's church service during the second worship time. So you see, I'm not against children's church altogether. I don't think it's something that's evil. I just think that our timing of it is out of place because children need to be in corporate worship. They need to be learning from the adults. Ladies, I know all too well that when our children are really little, it is hard to keep them quiet and to keep them to have a reverent behavior in church. I understand that. But the payoff is much greater later on if we are diligent in the early years. Oh, yes, there were those Sundays when I felt like I didn't get a lot out of the service. But I didn't look at those times as failures or as hindrances. Instead, I viewed those times as being an extension of my parenting responsibilities. Because what I'm doing is I'm passing my faith and my love for God onto my children. I'm showing them firsthand what is important to us. If you've been accustomed to sending your child to children's services during corporate worship, and maybe right now you don't have that as an option, I hope that you have been encouraged here today to take them to church with you anyway. You might be surprised at the benefits you will see down the road as they grow and get older. Ladies, God has called you to train your children. It's not the church's job to train them for worship. It is our responsibility as parents. Ladies, thank you for listening today. I hope you have been blessed and encouraged with what you've heard today. Next time, I will be getting into some specific ways of how to train your children when you are taking them to corporate worship with you. So be watching for that coming up, and I will meet you here next time.